I'm delighted. It's a great honour. It's a kind of immortality, and it's a delightful little fish. Well, there are four species, actually, and they're all delightful little fish. And so I'm really very pleased, very grateful to Dr. Pethia Goda and his colleagues.
So just explain exactly what your name has been given to. So this is a new genus,
yes,
which is sort of a group of species, is
that's
it?
That's correct, yes. Species are divided into genera. So, for example, we're Homo sapiens, and there used to be other Homo species, Homo erectus, Homo habilis. So each species belongs to a genus. This is not a newly discovered fish. This is a fish that's been known for a long time, and aquarists have it in their aquaria under the name of Puntius. And what these taxonomists, these zoologists, realized is that the genus Puntius is actually more than one, and it should be split up. And so they've split it up into about four different genera, of which Dawkinsia is now one.
Do you like fish?
Yes, I'm very fond of fish. As a matter of fact, my wife runs an old people's home, and I presented the old people's home with a large aquarium tank, and I'm delighted to say that they've got two specimens of Dawkinsia in the tank now. So,
Really,
yes.
really? Oh, and this was after the name was changed, not before. It's not a complete
That's
coincidence.
right. Dr. Pethia Goda wrote to me about a year ago saying he was proposing to do this, and so the old people's home got these fish in before the paper came out. The official papers had only just come out.
Sure. Oh, that's fantastic. And what about your wife? And the reason I ask for that, I don't mean to be too prying, is because I understand these fish, they have these long protruding filaments that apparently, according to the research, make them more attractive to females but more vulnerable to
Yes.
predators. Is
Well,
that Richard Dawkins?
that's a very common thing in sexual selection, is to have a kind of trade-off between being attractive to the opposite sex, which tends to make things get longer and brighter, more vivid, sort of advertisements. And on the other hand, that also attracts predators. And so there's a trade-off between being too attractive to the opposite sex and being too attractive to predators.
Are you tempted to have a few in an aquarium at home, or would that be a sort of a step too far towards
Well,
self-obsession?
we don't have an aquarium at home. I think it's enough that it's in the old people's home.
I just wonder, some of the comments that have been made about you recently, you've been accused of a destructive form of atheism. I wonder whether this is also perhaps a chance to demonstrate the beauty of evolution
Well, of
and the sheer
course.
diversity.
Of course it is. I mean, anybody who calls me destructive has never actually read anything I've written. Unfortunately, a lot of people read what other people say about me. And it's terribly common, of course, one does that all the time. But anybody who actually reads any of my books will find that they're the very opposite of destructive. My whole life is devoted to extolling the beauty and the wonder of the living world. And Dr. Pethia Goda, in his paper, very kindly paid tribute to that.
There isn't a little piece of you that perhaps saw yourself a little higher up the food chain if you were going to
No,
have your name put
no.
to
There's no,
something?
I don't care where I'm in the food chain, and there's no such thing as an evolutionary scale, which is what I thought you were going to say. No, fish are wonderful, delightful creatures. They're extremely successful. Very, very large number of different species of fish, and they populate all the seas and all the rivers and all the lakes of the world. So they're a wonderfully diverse group, and I'm delighted that my name is being attached to four of these species, and very beautiful they are too.